I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I'm Chris, and we are Guys with Issues. And today, we finish the Sinestro Corps War. Part three.
Yes.
That's what it is. The finale.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I want to get this out of the way right away before we bants. Bants and dance. Anyway.
Bants and dance.
Bants and dance and bants and dance.
I knew. Dude, as soon as I said it, I was like, somebody's doing it. Did either of you look through, read, peruse, whatever, the secret files?
Yes. Perused. I did not really read each individual thing.
But... okay. I just wondered.
I read a few of them.
I'm going to talk a little bit about it. I didn't go through the whole thing, and I'll explain some of that. I did years yonder, but anyway. So, Bantaman, what are you bringing to the table?
Oh, man. So, I'm just going to go through all of mine.
At once.
At once, and we're just
okay, hold on. Oh, we don't have stuff to crack open. It's already cracked.
It's already cracked. Yeah, we don't have
Will's poor Euro
Mate this week.
I know. Goodbye, does it yerba mate.
Goodbye.
So long.
Okay, so Friday.
Okay.
I went to a graduation ceremony for my niece.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Was that nice?
It was. Yeah. And my longest friend's daughter was there graduating as well. So
how long is he?
Shut up! Yes! Oh, we were both be like, oh, how long is he, like 8 feet long or 9 feet long?
13.
Wow.
See, he's my longest friend.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Easily.
Easily.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, that was good.
Kill two grads with one diploma.
Sure. No?
Okay, anyway.
And then Saturday, I got up early and went and started building some planter boxes.
Yeah, so your wood got straightened out.
My wood got straightened out. I was able to finish, well, not Saturday, but I was able to, also thanks for that, Will. I was able to get a big chunk of it finished
Saturday. And they are done now.
They are done now. And then Saturday
and they
afternoon.
Look good. I'll tell everybody. They look thanks. Good. We look good.
Yes, his wood is straight.
His craftsmanship was excellent.
Straightest wood in the West.
Midwest.
And then Saturday afternoon.
We do live in Silicon Valley. So.
It's true. I went to a minor league baseball game.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
How late did it go?
We're out of there by 6-ish.
Oh, so it was like an afternoon game.
Yeah, it was more afternoon game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They won like, I think, 14-2.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. And then after that, I went to a bonfire.
I didn't know that.
With said friend that I just talked about.
You want to know something interesting? That same night, I invited him to my bonfire.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what time it was.
Yeah, because you said, well, I'm going to the ball game.
Right. Which I did. I didn't know how long the ball game would take.
My bonfire ended around like 9:30.
Oh, okay.
So, I have children.
I know.
So, I think it was all packed up by like 9:15, 9:30.
Sure. So anyway, next bonfire, please let me know.
My son has decided that it should be every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
And then Sunday, I played board games with another friend.
Oh, that's right. You played Catan.
I played Catan, the Seafarer expansion.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then we played some Battleship afterwards.
I've seen that game.
It's a lot of fun. I think Will would really like it.
Why?
I don't know. I just think you would. Because you're going to be a big jerk to people.
Oh, Will would love it.
Yes.
If he can have a regulated experience of causing others pain, he will.
Right.
In a fun...
socially acceptable manner. Yes.
And then on Monday, I finished the boxes, the planter boxes. Oh,
that's what you did with your Memorial Day.
And then I went... I had dinner with a friend.
Wow. Where'd you go? Oh no,
Matt Anthony's.
Oh, nice. What'd you get?
I got the eye tying sub.
Oh, the grinder that they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does. Of course, you did.
It was really sandwiches really good. Again.
Back to the sandwiches.
Back to the sandwiches.
I told you we always go back to sandwiches.
You did tell you so have told us that. Good, yeah, good memory.
A lot of stuff.
Sandwiches.
You had a full 3-day weekend.
Right. Yeah, I wanted him to meet my girlfriend. So.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I also went to the baseball game with her.
So. I like that. It's officially on the podcast. It's officially on the podcast now. We don't have to talk around her anymore. Yeah.
Well, I guess any less either. So
I figure it's time, right?
Yes, I would say. And we're approaching 1 year. It hasn't been that whole time, but.
It has not been that whole time.
No. No, but it has been a bit.
5 months.
Is it 5 now?
Yeah, about 5.
I was going to say 4. So mm-hmm. I knew. Yeah. Which that blows my mind anyway, because it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I know, right?
But
it feels like it's been a couple of weeks.
It's because you're underwater. Know, you're just
whoa! Oh. Sorry, that's my dad's favorite joke.
Use your safe word, Patrick. Patrick, we're alone right now. Don't mind the recording.
Blueberry pancakes.
Oh man! Quick, we're shutting it down. We're moving. Witness production.
That actually sounds really good right now.
Yeah. I made those for the kids the other day.
You know what else sounds really good right now?
Yerba mate.
No. Chilaquiles.
Oh, yeah. Patrick taught me what those were today because I thought they were one thing. And I wasn't totally off. They are fried, but it's a platter. It's a,
right.
It's
you
a
were technically correct.
which is your favorite.
The best kind of correct.
Yeah, they throw the whole plate in.
Wow.
Actually, they just fry the plate.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. And then they put nachos and stuff on top of it. And then you eat that. You don't touch the plate. You don't eat the plate.
You're supposed to like kind of gnaw at it, like lick it or like grind your teeth on it, like run it down.
Dog on a bone.
Yeah, to get all the good coating off. And so it's a cultural experience.
Right. I really wanted to make the joke. That's what chilaquiles stands for. And dog on a bone or whatever.
Dog on a bone because of how you eat it.
Because of how you eat it. Yeah. Wow. But that's not true at all.
No. That.
Please don't.
Sorry.
Cancel me.
It's okay. We can say dumb things and acknowledge it. Okay.
All right.
It's okay. Canceled. I posted it on our Facebook, by the way.
Again.
Yep, 2 weeks in a row.
What the crap is going on?
Pepper Belly Pete is on the Facebook.
Talking about our Facebook.
Thank you, Will.
Yep. We might
his doppelganger.
An episode or a read list up on the website now.
Really?
No.
That actually says this is what we're reading? Or per episode?
Per episode.
Okay. I said again. Yeah. Okay.
Which I forgot to do it for this week, so I'm gonna need to update that. But yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, you'll have to
tell you your issues for issues. Nice.
You should do that soon.
Right now.
Or right now.
Willis.
GuysWithIssues.com.
And you can check out to see if we have our read list up at this time the following week at GuysWithIssues.com. So
it works for the most part.
I'm kind of waiting for Will. Will.
Yes.
I know you're working away.
What do you think?
Wow.
Oh, he's impressed. He used the 3-letter word.
I still laughed when I made that.
I laughed too. This week's issue of Construct Commando having green boxers, because we talk about Kyle having Construct boxers. Mm-hmm. Oh, so this was written down. I wanted to revisit that conversation because we were like talking about Kyle being naked.
Sure.
And because I think we talked about how when Hal came out, he had his clothes, right? Oh, that's fancy. So if you tap on the image, it flips it around and shows you the read list.
Or click on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job.
Good job, website guy.
So, when Kyle is taken by Parallax when Sinestro has him there.
Yeah.
And Parallax takes him. He is already naked.
Oh.
I looked back.
That's fun.
So he in his beating from the Sinestro Core War.
So it wasn't just like a mothball situation?
Nope.
Okay.
He went in naked. He came out naked.
I mean, I could see Parallax like, being able to do that, though.
Or,
yeah.
Or like Parallax is like really petty. He's like, oh, I'm going to lose, but guess what?
You're naked.
I'm taking your pants with me.
I'm taking your pants. Put it on a shirt.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
What? My pants were taken by Parallax?
No, just my taking your pants.
No, I kind of like that. My pants were taken by Parallax.
And all I got was this shirt.
And all I have left is this shirt. Oh, shoot.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty. That would be a funny shirt.
That would be a funny shirt.
So, Will.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have any adventures to share?
Oh, no, not really.
None. He's consistent lately.
Yep.
I figured you and your dad would be outdoorsing by now. Haven't done any fishing or kayaking or anything yet?
Not really.
Wow. That's abnormal for you guys.
It is.
Who are you and what have you done with Will?
Parallax.
It's Parallax Will.
I don't think you have enough teeth.
He doesn't have enough gray hair either.
That's true.
Probably not.
That's the telltale sign.
Right.
Which is why you or I, nobody would notice.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the scariest part.
Will has to sit in here not knowing if we're real. Us.
Right. There you go.
Monday.
Yeah.
We had a...
on your Memorial Day.
Memorial Day get together at my parents' house.
Oh, nice.
And my niece and nephew were over there. And for whatever reason, they really wanted to play with me that day.
So you had Uncle Day.
Uncle Day of throwing kids around.
Nice. So did you throw your back out?
Almost. Like I kind of twinged it a little bit.
There you go.
Because I had heard it like a couple weeks before.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was asking.
And I was like, ooh, I kind of felt that a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, because once you do it once, it's easier to do it again.
Why don't we kind of chill out for a little bit there, kids?
Let's play Bring Uncle Will the coldest beer you can find.
Right?
And now hold it right here on my back.
Just like Pat.
Pat on the back.
Pat on the back.
Jeez. So you had a good time, though.
Yeah, we had a good time.
What'd you guys cook out?
We just had the usual, like, burger, brats, hot dogs.
Yeah.
I think my mom made some potato salad. And
beautiful.
She made that raspberry sheet cake.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for the pie sponsor to come back.
You know, she's just been so busy. She's been telling me some of the stuff that's been going on at work. Yeah. At work. And
does she normally bake pies at work?
Well, she works from home, so
I was going to say yes.
Technically, she does.
She does.
So there you go.
Actually, she was telling me that her office in Merrillville they have a full kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And once or twice a month, they will get together and they will cook or bake things and, you know, share with everybody in the office.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that's what Missouri has too sometimes.
I could bake some bread.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Patrick's going to lobby for us to have an oven at work so he can bake bread at work.
So definitely save me time at home.
He's the IS manager. And the baker.
Just one type of bread. That's all I bake, though.
He's the bread baker. Breadman. That would be your... Would that be your last name, then? If this was like the olden days, would that be your surname?
Probably.
Breadman. Loafer? No.
Definitely that one. 100%. I'm picking that one. It's so much better.
And you have been playing Tales of Arise.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Because you haven't been playing Destiny much.
I played some Destiny.
You hear that?
What?
Yeah.
We're dancing around each other just like in Helldivers.
Just like in Helldivers.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to ask if you didn't mention it. I wanted to give you a chance to say, I downloaded it.
I played it, and nobody asked me to play.
Listen, fair enough.
Just saying.
Like, you've been free... Your list.
That's, you are not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're Loafman, not Freeman.
He's Busyman.
Yes.
That is true. You are busy.
I am. But next week, I don't think I will be. I don't know.
As in this coming weekend?
No. Or no, Monday. Monday week. On. Yeah. The actually, week is... no. Monday, I'll have to read comics, and Tuesday, we'll probably record. So Wednesday on, I don't think I have anything.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious.
No, I think I have everything. I can't talk. I think I have stuff going on every day this weekend as well.
That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Yeah, your life is full of joy and fulfillment.
Yeah. It is. My life's sure. pretty dang good.
Yeah, so's Will's, and it's like yes. the opposite of yours.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it is...
Want to trade a weekend,
I think
Will?
We...
Yeah, sure. Can... I'll put on, like, you know, a fake beard that's gray.
Ouch. Just keep twisting the knife. Keep
nobody
going.
Asked to trade my weekends, probably because I have children.
Well, you said we were opposite.
I know why, but I was trying to make a joke.
It's like a Freaky Friday situation going on here.
Freaky Friday. Boy, wouldn't that be weird? He walks up and he's like, Chris, and it's you. I'm like, yeah, Patrick? And he goes, I'm not Patrick, I'm Will. And I'd be like, yeah, we did that bit on the podcast before. No, really, we switch bodies. I don't even know his login information.
People keep calling me. I tell them just to turn it off and turn it back on again.
I mean, that does fix like 95% of all computer.
It'd be one of those
client computer issues.
You're like, his boss. I told him I have to call in sick. I can't go in. I got to leave.
His boss walks by. Good job, Patrick. You're doing a great job. Everything's running well. Yeah, thanks.
I can't imagine him giving any feedback.
No,
Subway Runners.
He's playing Subway Runners.
Just be like, I'm just going to wait for this to wear off.
Wow.
You know, I never actually watched that movie.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
Any of the iterations?
No.
Wow. I've probably seen at least three different versions of that movie.
And that's why I don't want to switch with you.
Because I've seen three versions of Freaky yes. Friday. Weird. Well, we can't wish on the same star for a similar wish.
Sure.
About like how we wish the other person realized that our life was harder than theirs.
Oh, your life is 100% harder than mine. Yeah.
I wish Chris would understand how tough my life is.
No, you know how tough my life is.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like, no, you well, got we're this. Safe from Freaky Friday.
100% safe.
Oh, shoot. Anyway, that's funny. That was a good tangent. That was a funny tangent. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about? Did you want to praise Tales of Arise for anything
specific?
I mean,
I could talk about it a little bit. I know you wanted to play it, so I wasn't going to spoil too much.
Don't spoil too much, but I played the demo, and it was really good.
But yeah, it's like you're trying to free all of your countrymen, because everybody's enslaved by this other race that lives on a different planet. And
Wait. So you're telling me...
It's almost Cradle.
You're telling me that this is... why can't I think of the... Oddworld.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, cool.
Oddworld, the JRPG.
The JRPG.
What I found interesting is when you get to the second kind of area, like the first area is obviously tutorial land.
It's literally what it says on the map.
Yep. Tutorial
Welcome
land.
Welcome to Babes in Tutorial Land.
Right? And then you get to the second area, and they heavily modeled it off of like Soviet Union, like Russia.
Really?
Because like it's a heavily surveillance state. Everybody's spying on everybody. And they have like an organization you can go and snitch on your neighbors to, right?
Wow.
And like you'll get rewarded and they'll go and work in like labor camps. And like playing through it, I'm like, oh, this is like stuff that probably actually happened, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Minus all the, you know, magic and crap. But
Oddworld. Cool.
Yeah, Oddworld.
Right.
Better.
But better.
I like it better. I mean, Oddworld has a big following, but I like the Tales games but quite a bit better.
It's actually the first one I ever played.
Really?
Yeah, I never played.
I have Tales of Vesperia on disc, like the Ultimate Edition. Dude, you have to play.
You've been
Yuri
telling me
so
that.
Good.
You've been telling me that since Estelle, I think we became friends.
Estelle and Yuri, such a great pair. I don't remember the little annoying kid. I know my wife likes that character. What's his name? It's like a androgynous name, I think.
You know.
Carl. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what other tales you like? Tales of the Sinestro Corps.
That's true.
It is. I'm really sad that actually, we can't transition right now because that would have been excellent.
I haven't bantered.
You haven't bantered, so banter away.
We could. I could try to edit his part and chop things up. I'll just have to give myself extra time. So I took some days off from work thinking that I was going to have time to write, and which I did a little bit.
And he finished five novels.
In 2 days.
In 2 days.
No, I'm still on the same chapter right now. I'm stuck in Mr. Wells' office. That's what I was talking about. So.
That makes so much more sense.
So.
I thought you spelled somebody's name wrong.
So, I got interrupted several times by my parentals on Friday, which was fine, or Thursday. And that was good. Like, mom dropped by for some stuff, and she was actually helping me out with something. And then my dad swung by and stayed for several hours and just chatted, which we haven't done that in a long time. So that was fine, but my one day off where I thought, I might, you know, Theo was there, and I was like, I might game a little. I did like housework mostly. And then Friday I did do a bit more of like the leisurely things. I got to write a little bit. I finished a Gunpla model that I had started and it was halfway done and it had just been sitting there a while. So, I finished that and I played like an hour of Destiny. took a whole day off. I got like an hour in.
That sounds about right.
But yeah, it was nice. And then Friday was my daughter's last day of school. I also went to lunch with my wife. And when I say went to lunch, I mean I picked her up some lunch. I picked up some lunch for her and visited her at her work, and we had lunch. But we went out to Kiyomi for dinner that night to celebrate the last day of school because that's where Cora wanted to go, and we got sushi. And then we went down and got ice cream. To celebrate the fact the school year was over, so that was fun. Then Saturday we had our bonfire, Sunday, did I do anything Sunday? Oh, Cora camped overnight on Saturday. We put a tent out in the backyard, and she stayed out all by herself all night. I was proud of her.
Man, that sounds intense.
Yep, it was totally intense. Well, intent. She had great intent.
That's fine.
Yeah. To stay in that tent.
She was intended to stay in tent. And now she wants to camp out every night that it's not raining, which hasn't been one since.
right?
Legitimately. Boy. Has rained like every night since.
That sounds horrible.
She wants to camp out every night that she can. Then our friend Joseph invited me to his in-laws on Monday, and we went, and my son rode a four-wheeler for the first time and sat on some tractors, and we went for a walk in the woods, and it was good. I've been playing some Destiny here and there, getting ready for the DLC next week.
Oh, yes.
Next week. So nice. I've been talking to these two about it because I'm the one following it, being like, do you know what they just said?
He 100% is, yes.
Although I am avoiding, they released a new trailer that showed some of the story. And I thought about watching it, but I heard somebody online, like, I was watching a video about somebody talking. I didn't realize they were going to share this. And they shared one thing from the trailer, and I was like, I don't want to know anymore. And so I'm like, whatever. I don't want to. That's the whole point in wanting to play, right?
Right.
Like, I don't need to know ahead of time. So, let me see. Patrick, you already answered that.
Darn
at
right
work
it.
Today. Well, I took notes again like last time because I just wanted to to follow up a bit, I mentioned that our Facebook has Pepperbelly Pete that
you did.
That we'll mention. And I showed that to some people at work, and they were like, they thought it was you at first. And then they look closer, and they're like, that's like Patrick before he lost all his weight, like in the face.
Oh, well, there you go.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
But I mean, you guys look related.
Sure.
Wow.
I don't see it, but that's fine.
Of course you don't.
Because it's like looking in a mirror, Pat.
No, it's really not.
Wow, that's so strange. Everybody else lost their minds.
That's okay. They can do that.
But
they don't see me very often.
We should have him. What, your coworkers?
Yeah.
I mean, he sees him every day.
They don't see me as much as I see me.
I would actually wager that they see you more than you see
me. You're right.
They may not be around you as much.
I shall concede.
I'm pretty sure we see ourselves less than everybody else, just about.
Wow. So profound.
So profound.
I can't see me.
But other people see me more
than I
see.
Maybe that's why I didn't recognize it.
Also, I was going to bring up, this popped up in a random feed thing that I was watching. I think it was somebody that I've listened to about some other stuff, or I don't know. But since we occasionally mention something new in the comic-related world, right?
Yes.
There's a new video game coming out called Marvel Rivals.
Okay, I've heard about this.
I had not. And it is it's a 6v6 hero shooter. It's Overwatch, but with the Marvel IP.
Yep.
And it looks decent. Like, a lot of people are saying that it was pretty good.
They're probably going to be monetized to the nines. And
I mean, so's Overwatch.
Yeah, that's one of them. I mean, that either. That's
I didn't say I wanted to play it. I said, but I'm telling you, know, we have a huge listener base, and I'm sure that there are people out there that our faithful listener could refer to that might play games like Overwatch.
It's possible.
And they might like superheroes and think, you know what would make Overwatch better? Superheroes. Now, if they wanted it to sell like gangbusters, they would make it so you could do Marvel versus DC. And then everybody would want to play because they'd be like, oh, yeah, look, Doctor Strange and Thor fighting Superman and Constantine. Like, people would eat that up.
Because then people would debate about who would actually be stronger than who.
Yeah, it would just be
it would generate its own hype.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That would be perfect.
But technically, in the world of Overwatch, there are heroes and villains.
There are.
I know.
If you like dig into the lore behind it. But
yeah, there are in DC and Marvel, too.
That is how that works.
Loki is one of the playable characters.
No.
So, but anyway, I know that this is unfortunately where we don't get to yerba mate.
Nah, not this time.
But I ran an errand before this, so I'll be right back.
Oh, I knew something was going to happen. I knew it.
Guys.
Oh, my land. You did it.
Here we go.
Well, now we know why he was late.
Yeah, I couldn't find the ingredients. So, for any of you who shop at the local grocery store, you should know that Hostess is on an end cap, not in an aisle.
Guess it depends on the store.
I don't know if I knew that or not.
It was a pain in the butt, but today. A
pain in the butt.
For
pain in the end cap.
Pain in the end cap. For those of you like Christoph who really like us trying weird things,
right?
Things that some of us may not like. These two, and I'll do it too, I've had it, are about to try a Twinkie Wiener sandwich, because that's what it's called in the movie.
Right.
So, I will prepare the sandwich.
Yes.
And we're going to have to cut out.
Will tries weird things.
Will tries weird things.
I mean, I'm good with that.
I think that's what Christoph called it.
I think so. You can go back and check.
We have to clank wieners, though.
We have to clank wieners. A sentence I didn't think I would hear today.
I can't spray the cheese.
I can't spray the cheese. Put it on his shirt.
We gotta clank our wieners.
That'll be on the back of the shirt.
Why is this show devolved so much over the last 2 months?
I have no idea.
Instead of like a ringing of the bells, to clanking of the wieners.
It's a Christmas tradition.
Wieners have clanked.
Okay.
I can't put my headphones on. Okay.
All right. Are we doing this? Are we doing this all at the same time, or are we going around the table?
And then I have to edit out chewing.
That is so much better than it has any right to be.
I hate how much I like it. I know. It feels wrong that it's actually as good as it is.
Yeah, it does.
It's so weird. I don't know how I feel about this.
I know, Pat.
Conflicting emotions.
Will, have you tried it twice? Have you taken two bites?
I'm about to try it twice.
Pat and I finished ours. That's right. We went all in. But that's also... So, Pat, your reaction is the same as the chef's reaction in the video that made me try this. Because he was like, oh, I wonder what choice words are going to come out after I have to try this abomination. And he takes a bite. And he pauses. And he takes another one and goes, oh, that's actually really good. Will's not sure about it. Will's not in it.
I don't know if I'm in it.
Do we need to take a hand washing break? My hands are sticky.
I think yours are stickier than ours.
Because I had to make it. Right. Okay. Well, give me a second.
You were the chef.
Will did try weird things, though.
He did try weird things.
Twice. I tried it twice.
And we
try weird things twice.
But this is where I confess I've never been a big fan of Twinkies.
So I'm not a big Twinkie fan either. I've honestly, the amount of Twinkies I've eaten in my life, I can probably count on one or two hands. I just don't, it's not something I've had a lot of.
I'm not going to say anything.
My dad.
I don't remember if I've eaten a lot or not. I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
My dad always liked to have Little Debbies and Hostess.
And I feel like if I say something, my sister's going to write in and be like, nope.
You don't remember. You used to eat a Twinkie a week when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
She would, too.
I don't want that shame.
She would remember, and she would be like, you don't remember that trip where you ate the whole box of Twinkies on the drive? Like, dude, she would be all over you. So it's the Twinkie that you're not a fan of.
Yeah, it's definitely the Twinkie that's getting me.
What did you think of the salty and the sweet together, though? Like
that's always a good combo, though.
It is.
I know. But, like, so Patrick, walk me through it, because I saw your face when you took a bite.
I'm not good at the word descriptors.
But it is shocking, because you think there is no way this is going to be enjoyable.
So, first of all, you're looking at this thing, right? And you're like...
It doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. A. And B, you imagine it's going to taste one way. And then you take a bite, and it does not taste that way at all.
No. It, like, the flavors blend.
Yes.
Yes. And if I had not eaten before coming here, I may have actually eaten the whole thing.
Oh, that's right, because Will can't eat over a certain amount.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, we learned about that.
Even...
I have a max capacity.
Even though you don't like Twinkies.
Even though I don't like Twinkies, it was still...
It was...
Better than it looks. Like, if you closed your eyes without ever looking at it, you'd be like, wow, that's like... It's almost like if they made a Hawaiian bun, like if the King Hawaiian
made
hot dog buns.
You know... It's a very fair food kind of vibe, too.
It is, yeah.
Like if you took a batter similar to a sponge cake.
Sure.
And you stuck a hot dog on a stick and you dipped it and fried that and then, like, doused it in cheese and got it at a fair. That's kind of it's probably close
that
to what
it close
would be.
That is close to what it would be.
Be like they throw powdered sugar on it or something.
Right. Now, all that being said, I don't want another one.
Well, they are not good for you.
Like, yeah, oh, I can already feel it sitting in my stomach.
Oh, I'll finish Will's because okay. That's who I am.
I know it is.
And he's a dad. He's used to finishing other people's
food. Okay, listen. In my weight loss journey, part of me being able to lose as much weight as I have is that I have really tried to back down on feeling like I have to finish what's on other people's plates. It makes a big difference.
It does.
Big difference.
It's amazing how not eating food helps you lose weight.
What?
I know.
Eating a normal amount for a single person? Right? Well,
hot diggity.
So here's something interesting too, Will. Since Patrick's lost, obviously, the most weight between the two of us.
I am the winner.
He is the winner.
Chicken job, dinner. Thanks.
But we both have lost a lot of our weight.
We have.
Partially through portion control. Being very intentional about how often we eat and how much we eat and things like that.
Right.
And it blows both of our minds when we will get lunch or something, and something that we would have easily finished before, both of us, either of us.
Right.
We both are like, wow, I am stuffed.
Like, and halfway through it.
Yeah. Hmm. So we're closer to the Will side of things now.
Oh, good, good, good. Welcome to the group.
Yeah.
We're developing a maximum capacity.
Oh, good.
Someday I will have that power.
The Will power.
The That's Will really power.
So now that Will tries weird food is over, and Patrick and I have on air admitted that we enjoyed eating a Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
I mean,
we now have two emails. One obviously from Christoph because he's the king of emails.
He is
currently.
You don't think it would be better warmed up, do you? I don't think.
I think it would be worse.
See, that's what I kind of thought, because it would, like, the cheese would want to kind of melt, and, like...
Yeah, I don't...
I just
What if
don't...
it was a grilled hot dog?
It would have to be a cold grilled hot dog.
For flavor, you mean? Like, right. The flavor of a grilled hot dog.
Yeah.
I think it would be complimentary.
It would be good. Yeah. That would be good. Anyway, Christoph sends an email.
Christoph and...
It's good to have new experiences on a podcast.
It is.
I was referring to Christoph's email, in case... Not the hot dog.
Oh.
No, we got one from Christoph and one from Laura. So I'm going to read Christoph's first, you know, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah, because it'll take the longest.
It'll be the most passionate. Stop the literal presses is the title. It says, hey guys, so whoa, stop before you break my heart. Stop in the name of love. Don't stop believing. Professor Chris wrote a book. How do you casually drop this bombshell and then not elaborate? We need to know the deets. Or is this another Patreon tier I need to need to achieve?
Now that's an idea.
Heather is going to be so mad once she finds the secret guys with issues credit card. That's funny. Also feel the need to call an audible here and see if Will's taste buds need some assistance. Every single ingredient he listed in that sandwich from Oak and Alley was so bad. Peppers, yuck. Jalapenos, yick. Mushrooms, yak. I'm going to have Patrick take me to this place and tell you which are the best sandwiches. Like, you have to tell us.
I like that not only does he read along now, but he wants to participate in what we eat.
Yeah.
Hey, Christoph, eat a Twinkie Wiener sandwich. Write us about it. Email us.
I really don't think he's going to.
Are you going to see him this weekend?
Yes.
We will leave you the ingredients.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I had a possible plan for these.
Whoa.
Will leave you one set of ingredients.
I'll leave you a Twinkie.
We will leave you a Twinkie.
Whatever. That works.
To take to Carissa.
So then you just need wieners and some cheese. Anyway, the email continues.
Life pro tip right there. All you need is a wiener and some cheese.
Yes. I love the call-in idea for the anniversary episode and am already practicing my Logan voice so I can call in as him and perpetuate the myth of my alter ego.
Get ready to drop a lot of F-bombs, Chris.
I mean, he does know what Logan sounds like.
I know, from the call guys.
Yes. I thought the Sinestro War Part 1 was a really good arc. I thought Natu was really good, and kind of have to agree that Sinestro was the best villain around. No Azrael whining for him.
It's true.
My biggest irks, too many characters I didn't know anything about. Heck, never even knew Cyborg Superman was a thing. Confused about what to read, as the things you guys read in physical doesn't seem to match up with digital. And then there are things in digital that aren't in physical and vice versa.
Yeah, we talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's gonna be
It's not too bad as this long as time.
You just stick with the digital and you'll be fine.
I feel like the first round was a little
weird.
It was a little weird, but it got more normalized for part two and three.
Yes. I thought the art was superb in this one and am genuinely curious to see how it ends. If Kyle ends up trapping Sinestro in a tight crawl space like they did with Azrael, I'm going to drink some yerba mate. Keep up the great work, guys. Sincerely.
You wouldn't like it.
The first emailer, the longest emailer, surely now the most faithful listener, the Trekkie Loader Supreme, the actual reader of the comics, the more emailer than Logan, right? The holder of the truth about fries, the no longer saddest, the I want to be Patrick too, the longtime listener, first time emailer every time, the one who charges things all the time, the one who fights the IRS audits, the Logan?
Christoph. Oh, he added the Logan.
The Logan.
You know, the more you read those, the better you'll get, and you'll get faster and faster. It'll sound right. Like those disclaimers at the end of a prescription commercial.
At this point, it's almost like one of those jokes that don't hit the first five times, but then all of a sudden it's hilarious.
Like explaining a joke.
Right. Are we on the first five times?
I was just a number.
It's like when someone says a joke, nobody laughs, and then you explain the joke, and everybody laughs.
Right.
Yep, that's how that happens.
Happens to me all the time.
Yep.
Wow.
Anyway, we have one from Laura as well, called Issue 41, Nutso to the Butso.
Nutso to the Butso.
Dearest men with matters. Number one, you've introduced me to a new phrase tonight, Nutso to the Butso. What? Does that even mean? I'm slightly concerned. In parentheses. Number two, I totally appreciate the random Eminem rhyme. Thank you for catching that one quickly, Christopher. Did Patrick just say you can fox it?
I did say you can fox it. I'm glad somebody picked up on that.
That's not the only time you've said it on this podcast.
It's true.
Oh. I knew that I should have.
Thor spots are tough to deal with. I think there's a solve for that.
Wow.
That was number four. Number five. Yes, Will, or is it Cody? We could all do him once.
What was that a reference to?
I don't remember that.
Thank you for the laughs. Yours affectionately.
Wow. Dude.
Man, that was Nutso to the Butso.
There it was.
So I've said that many times.
I've heard that before.
Well,
that was not a new phrase to me.
Okay, but here's the thing. I realized after I said it that my mind doesn't think about anything like that.
Mine doesn't.
Kind of like, do you remember early on when my wife that emailed and brought up the eyeballs deep thing? Or who...
Something like that.
Because I said eyeballs deep, and I was told that's not a thing. It's a different phrase. And I feel like I'm going to—I just say things for their vernacular sounds, man. Nutso to the Butso is a great sound. But I guess the connotation. I can't be held responsible for anything that I say during this podcast because, as Patrick very well knows at work and Will knows from being friends with me as long as we have been, I say things that can be misconstrued.
All the time.
I'm just thinking of that last one that I was laughing at. Today?
Was it today or yesterday?
No, it was when you were leaving.
It was yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 100% yesterday.
Oh, man.
You said the thing and you were like, right afterwards, you're like, please don't repeat that.
Because it's just part of knowing me. If you know Christopher, you've probably been victim of his inability to think of how something sounds before he says it.
I have had so many "that's what she said" jokes come off of Chris.
Oh, 100%.
Over the years.
The nuts out of the butt so thing. When I said it, I was just like, oh, no.
I remember exactly what you said yesterday. I will not repeat it right now.
I can't remember, but...
Actually, I will repeat it right now. You can beep it out if you want.
Do it.
So I was going to give him a hug. So I said, bring it in. And then what did you say? Do you remember?
What did I say?
You said something about...
Yeah.
Like, you're like... That's what you said.
I thought I... Or after or we like, hugged, didn't I say... Yeah, I said like... Or something. Because you said bring it in.
I said bring it in. You're like...
And then I went, don't say it.
Please don't repeat that.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, Chris. Wow.
Again, I cannot be held responsible.
It's fine. It is hilarious, and I want you to keep doing it. So,
And as a hopefully future author that may or may not be published one day, a current author that may be future published... This is all going to have to be scrubbed. We're going to have to just lock it all. We'll take the episodes down. And
nah.
No, they'll be like...
Your audience will love this.
Oh, sure.
Love it. They'll be nutso to the buttso for it.
The newest catchphrase of Guys with Issues.
No.
Nutso to the buttso.
100%
on a scale of 1 to nuts over the lens. Oh, shoot. Anyway. Well, thank you, Christoph and Laura, for your emails.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that you keep them coming, because without them, we wouldn't have an email segment or these genuine quality laughs. So yes. Thank you to both.
Thank you.
And Christoph, eat a Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
Yes.
That almost sounds like a threat.
Christoph, I'm going to feed you a Twinkie Wiener sandwich. That's a Patreon level. The guys will just feed you a Twinkie Wiener
sandwich. Oh, no. No.
Oh, I thought there would just be the tier title.
You did it just again.
No, it would just, we'd have like a silver platter and like white gloves. Stop.
Oh, we're going to get another email.
Yeah.
Good. I like her emails. I was like Christoph's emails.
I like that there was an assumption as to who it would be.
I know, right?
Oh, I mean, Christoph is going to talk about it too.
100%.
His email that we're going to read next time.
Is this the teaser title? Title teaser.
Title teaser?
Yes. It says, Chris, will you marry me?
That is what it says.
Oh. Well, I'm excited.
That's for next time.
I'm excited already.
Guys with Issues.
Yeah. So thanks for joining us.
And now we're on to...
Roomba will.
Yep. Roomba will.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not going to say what just went through my
head. Probably for the best.
Go ahead.
With all the talks of wieners, you probably shouldn't.
I knew he couldn't help himself.
This is the conclusion of the Sinestro Corps Wars, with Earth under massive assault from the Sinestro Corps, including the Anti-Monitor, Cyborg Superman, and Superboy Prime. All of the Green Lantern Corps and Justice League have to team up in order to save it. The heroes make one last desperate stand as the enemy focuses on destroying New York and Coast City. But will it be enough? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
And the real question is, was it enough? Was it enough?
Because a whole lot happened, but not a whole lot happened, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it was most of what we... read this week was kind of a knock down, drag out brawl.
Yes. Yep.
So,
which was
cool. It was the climax that everything had led up to was the big confrontation.
It really was a prime example of a brawl, wasn't it?
There was a few of them.
Get it? Prime.
A prime example. Prime brawl.
Wow. It, yes, it was.
Superboy Prime was in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, I'm there now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Will. So let's jump into structure time.
Oh no. Structure time. Notes.
You actually took some notes then.
I did.
Nice.
It took me a half an hour, but I got it done.
Okay. So what was your favorite scene, Patrick? Can you pick one? Did you pick a single favorite scene or issue? You know, I counted the whole first issue that first time. So, but I mean, favorite scene. You know right. how we did.
Well, I liked how Coast City changed all of their lights to green because they were going to stay.
Wasn't that cool?
That was, and then the whole Coast City arc, like how it ended.
Yep, I marked that.
I liked all of that. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
I also liked that. However, there was just one tiny little problem I took.
And they changed it from Ghost City to Coast City. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they changed their slogan to the city that doesn't have fear or something like that. But the problem I have with that is they always claim that to be empty. But if you look at the splash screen, splash page.
You got it.
Splish splash.
Splish splash page. Of Hal and Kyle flying off and all the lights. Like, every window has green lights in
not
it.
Not when they first so. Showed it. It no, was, when they it, first was showed sparse.
It. It was pretty sparse. Yeah,
he's going to try to pull it up.
Like, when they're actually flying away, at the end, all of the lights in every building are green.
Maybe the neighbors are like, you know what? We're doing this. And they ran to every...
I thought you were going to say that they just constructed a bunch of extras.
That could be, too. There was another Green Lantern that was actually there listening. It was like, okay, I got this.
So, Will.
Yeah, Will.
That was a good part. I wrote that down. I wrote the Coast City part down.
Yeah, I like that.
It was excellent.
It was excellent.
And that gave the city itself a story arc from the beginning.
It did.
Like, that's cool, too.
Yeah, that. Like I said, the whole story arc of Coast City.
Yeah.
That was good. I liked it.
Absolutely. And his brother being like, no, we're not running this time.
Right.
He's like, would you run?
Character development.
Dude.
Yeah.
For minor characters. Right. Dude, there was more character development with some of the minor people in this story arc than there are in like protagonists in books sometimes.
Yeah.
And Azrael as a character.
I know, right? Darn you.
Oh, man. Why do you gotta stir that pot?
Because it's fun.
I knocked his wings off. But
I'm going to knock his wings off.
I clipped him. But I remember vaguely in the beginning when Jim was first introduced, Hal's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He was incredibly annoying.
Yes.
I believe I marked that as something I did not like.
Probably.
But he did undergo...
Redemption.
Yeah. Mm,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So...
But yes, one of my favorite parts.
Wow, that shook the whole table.
The power of the Twinkie Wiener sandwich.
So, your favorite part?
When the Justice League, the entire Justice League kind of busts out and is about to face down Superboy Prime.
And did that Flash dance right before. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, the Flash was there.
Right, and he was probably dancing. Who would know? He's so fast.
Dancing around him.
Yeah. But like you get this
that was a very cool splash
of all the Justice League and everybody's posing and
now you got me almost saying splash screen. Thanks, Will.
Yep, you're
there welcome. There were a number of cool splash
screens. Oh, there were
like crazy amount.
Like all of them.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a cool one. Plus, mm-hmm. I feel like there have been a few times where if the whole Justice League shows up, because you love the Justice League series.
I do, yes.
And so when they get a cool moment, that tends to be in your mentions.
It does. Because that whole fight sequence is fun. Because I marked this down as a separate one, but they're kind of in the same.
Related, yeah.
Is, where'd it go? When he's getting attacked by when... Superboy Prime gets attacked by Superdog.
Oh, by Crypto?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say when Power Girl and Supergirl were giving him a beatdown.
Yeah.
That was,
but Robin was
that,
like...
Was that Hank Henshaw? Was that Prime or
That
Henshaw?
Was Prime.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember.
Because she said she'd turn him into Supergirl Prime.
Yeah, that, dude, that...
And then Superman's like, we don't cross those lines.
She's like, really?
Pretty much.
No, for real, though. She mm-hmm. was like, I'm willing.
She was like, he did.
It was pretty funny because Batman just got knocked away. And then Robin was there. And Batman screams like, what are you doing here? And Robin whistles and Crypto just flies out. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It was cool.
Well, gotta love a good dog.
He was a good boy.
He was a very good boy. We're gonna
do that. He's a good boy. My favorite scene, I have it's tied. I couldn't decide. I have a number of scenes written down, but for two very different reasons. One is I picked the brawl between Kyle, Hal, and Sinestro when they're depowered.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Sinestro's
too.
Like, okay, let's do it. And he's like, both of you.
Right.
Because he's a good combatant. So that was cool, watching the three of them fight. And then the other one that I tonally completely different, and that's why I couldn't decide between the two, and that's I really like the epilogue with Kyle and Guy talking. When,
up on the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Yep.
When Kyle's really talking too. About how when he was Parallax, he feels like he did those things. And Guy's like, dude, that wasn't you. And Guy, you see like the gentler side of Guy, like the real person.
Right.
And you get the vibe already what their duo's going to be like as buddy cops. Like they have a cool partnership moment.
Right.
So, yeah. That was my other one. And like I said, tonally, completely different. One is the big fight, and the other one is really chill after the dust has settled and everything's getting taken care of. What else you got? Pat, you got another one?
What was those two guardians' names? Sade and something else?
Ganthet.
Ganthet.
Yeah.
I kind of like how they went off, did their own thing, and started the blue core.
Blue Lantern Corps.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is how hope works, but
yeah. Well, you'll find out.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. That was like a teaser.
Yeah, hope is what I would consider one of the more interesting. Each of the cores has a unique trait to it. I think hope's is one of the more interesting.
I'm telling you. I really hope it's good.
I had that.
Are your hopes
listed
up?
As well.
Got my hopes up.
Well, that's good because I would probably be a Blue Lantern, I think. Anyway. Wow.
You hope?
Wow. So, Will, did you have another one?
I mean, Will would definitely have to be a Green Lantern.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. It's his name.
So, yeah.
All willpower all the time.
All willpower all the time. And he's wearing a green lucky shirt.
It is.
He's
which is actually... One of the things I wrote down, it's when Guy and John Stewart were flying off and Hal's like, oh, good luck in the fight, you know, and Guy responds with, oh, we never have any luck. We're the Green Lanterns.
That was, I laughed
that was,
out loud.
That was good.
Because he's like, when have we ever had luck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one. Guy had several really good lines in this
he did.
Arc. Yeah. I enjoyed the getting to see Sodom Yacht's background. I thought his story of like the planet he came from.
Yeah, I really like that too.
And how they're xenophobic. Nobody like leaves the planet, and they kill his alien friend that crashes there. And you just get an understanding of why he wants to be who he is.
Yeah,
I like
the only part about that that kind of got confusing at the end. Is I thought that the entire thing about the alien was fake.
But it's only once they tase him.
But yeah, it's only once he gets tased.
I agree with that. I think that it doesn't feel clear until later when he's telling them what happened.
Yeah.
When he's talking like, to Kyle.
We hid the ship, and I'm like, okay, so part of that was real, part of that was fake.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So what about you, Patrick? Got another one? I have a couple more.
I really like the story of Morrow.
Oh, I wrote the exact same thing down.
Morrow. Which one was that?
It was in the
Secret Files.
Secret Files. There was the backstory of Morrow.
Oh.
He keeps the...
He's the crypt keeper.
He's the crypt keeper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mentioned him in like one of the early... I think it was during Green Lantern Corps Recharge. I said, oh, Morrow was in one panel. I like said that they showed him. He's a cool character.
Yes.
I actually didn't read his specifically because I know who he is. That's why when you said it, I was like, Morrow? Because the only one I could think of was him. And I was like, when was he in the story? But he wasn't actually like in the battle. You guys just meant from what the book talked about. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I was super confused. That's okay. But yeah, he's cool. You'll see more of him in the coming story arc.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's actually in some of them. So, Will.
Neat.
Do you have any others?
Let me look at my...
I have a couple minor ones that we haven't touched on. And I did want to briefly talk a little bit about the Secret Files thing. But anyway.
Nope, I just had a... In the story of Morrow.
Mm-hmm.
He attacks the dragon because he thinks it ate his brother.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out the dragon's a vegan and was eating some berries. And for whatever reason, I thought it was hilarious to be like, oh, that's why all vegans tell you they're vegan.
So they don't think they're murdered.
Right when they first meet you, so that you know that they didn't eat your brother.
Wow. I'm assuming that's a different reason than you liked it.
I liked it just because he decided to raise the dragons that he had orphaned.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good character trait of him. And then the fact that he stayed behind for that to protect the bodies and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cool character.
He seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought the War World bomb was cool to blow up the Anti-Monitor and...
Yeah, that was
like when they take down their central power battery and blow it up.
That was awesome.
And they're like, there's enough charge to take out like the galaxy.
The Milky Way, yeah.
Right.
And so the Guardians create a shield as well. Like everybody participates in that.
Right.
But I do like how Guy and John are both like, they tell Salak and Kilowog, they're like, you have to lead this because you guys have it behind you. Like, you know, you guys are big guns. I almost was like, oh, it's too bad Mogo's not there to create a force field.
That would have been great.
Buzzed was there in the one, and towards the bottom of the page, it showed him like shooting the beam towards us too. You have any others?
I liked when that Guardian sacrificed himself to take down Superman Prime.
Dude.
You know what? I was going to ask about that because it's like, which Guardian was it?
Well, they don't have names.
No, they don't have names.
Because like for a minute, I thought it was Ganthet.
Mm-mm. No.
He'd already
and then he
left.
Shows up later.
Yeah, they'd already
Ganthet
left.
Wears a ponytail. That's how you know it's him. He's the only one that wears a ponytail.
Right.
Like when they show him, it's just like his, like it's a blown up face.
He's like a 40s art teacher.
Right.
Wow. No, I like when he's like, oh, you bleed green light. And he's like, no, that's what happens before we just like explode.
Right.
And he's like, I'm taking you with me, bro. Ba-goom.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool. Good call out. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Kilowog on TV at the end. When they're like, some of the Lanterns did interviews when they were like fixing parts of the U.S. that were destroyed. Kilowog's like, it was our problem and it's, you know, so it should be our responsibility to clean up. I just love that. Now, the Earth at this point, though, it isn't like we think of seeing an alien in an interview and we'd be like, how wild would that be? This is the same reality that has like Superman and Martian Manhunter, and like these people aren't going to be taken aback by an like a big alien dude.
No,
like they're just
going
to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like they've had enough crises on the Earth
at this point
where like things have almost ended all existence.
Right.
That they're like, oh, another Tuesday.
Another Tuesday.
It's another Tuesday. So, do you have any others, Pat?
I
think I only have one.
I'm going to keep what I've got for later.
Okay. I wanted to point out that Green Lantern Corps 19, the final issue, the epilogue, and the Secret Files share the exact same cover layout, but with different characters.
Yeah, it's really
exact
neat.
Exact same. So I will try to like Photoshop them side by side and post them on our Facebook if I can. Because it's really, really neat what they did. And you get to see like all of the lanterns that way. It's cool. It was really clever of them.
Yeah.
So, did you have a favorite character, Patrick?
I did.
Who was that?
Let me scroll my screen. Sodom Yacht.
So, before you explain why, I want you to know he was my original and I changed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nice. So we almost vibed.
We almost vibed.
We almost vibed.
But you changed it.
I did.
So we're not vibing.
Nope. But he was definitely a runner-up.
It was because you saw his story, you saw all the odds that he overcame, how he came out of it. He still has a very positive outlook, wants to make a difference.
Genuinely.
Genuinely, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Ion was a good choice for him.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Kyle's like, so I was never their first choice, basically.
Basically.
And they were like, yeah, we needed somebody to hold on to it.
In that Ion episode, he called himself the test pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it did. Will. Zavilhelm.
I also like Sodom Yacht, but I'll just call it audible and just say Hal Jordan, because it was really cool.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah.
That's good.
Consistency. When he was fighting Sinestro, you know, Hal and Kyle ran out of charge at the very end. And Sinestro came at him and was like, hey, you guys are pretty much screwed. And Hal took one of the Manhunter heads and sucked all of his charge out. And that's how they ended up in a fist fight. And I'm like, oh, that's actually really clever, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to him in the Antimatter universe. Against Sinestro.
It's a callback.
They have a lot of good setup and payoff in this. Mm-hmm. Like a lot. So, question to the two of you. Who do you think I picked?
I mean, I think you picked Kilowog.
Kyle.
Nope. So, I have two.
Well, I know who you did not pick. Superboy Prime. I'm not going to call him Superman Prime. He's right. Definitely Superboy Prime.
Yeah, Sinestro.
It is. I put him down.
Sure. He's a great villain.
Because it was that moment when they're like, you lost Sinestro. And he's like, no, I didn't. Because the whole thing was his belief that the Green Lantern Corps is the most important and powerful thing in the galaxy, and that people need to be more afraid of them so that they have more authority, because that's what he always pushed for when he was the greatest Green Lantern per him. And he's like, I achieved my entire goal.
Right.
Because they rewrote the Book of Oa, and they can kill now. And they have struck fear into, you know what? That's when he knew he won, truly, is when Amon-Sur abandons. I think that's when he went, there it is. Because
mm-hmm.
his own core members ran.
Right.
And he's like, I won. The Green Lanterns are the force I think they should be.
Yeah.
And that is
that's awesome.
A twist. Because in most stories like this, you know, it's like the Anti-Monitor, right? The Anti-Monitor is like, I will rule and control all of reality. Like, usually in a big event thing.
Right.
Like, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I want to be in control. And while he does, in his mind, he was in control.
Right.
Because he got everybody to do exactly what he wanted to. And that is such a creative and superior plot to the majority of like, oh, we just need to like beat this guy up or he wants to rule the universe. It kind of goes back to like that Thanos idea, right? Like Thanos is like, I think by killing half of the universe, I can save the universe. And then when he does it, he just retires. He's like, I'm a farmer now. I'm not even a bad dude. Right. And he believed in what he did for the better of everybody who was left. And it's that those kinds of villains are so much bigger than just like, I want to rule the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is one solid change, not to tangent off into the Avengers. But
yeah, it's all good.
That's a change they made in the movies that I like a little bit better than the comic books. Because in the comic books, he wasn't out for like.
No, it wasn't altruistic. No.
He was in love with like the Avatar of Death.
Yes. And he did it to impress her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Straight up. Like he's more interestingly layered the way they did it in the movie.
Well, I mean, sure. That makes sense. But
he's also a less powerful overall villain than he is in the comics. He's scarier in the comics.
But if he thinks about it, just having the population is not, it's just going to delay the inevitable. He needed to put
Mr. Anderson.
He needed to put other safeguards into place, so that's actually what he wanted. And he may have, they just didn't explain it.
Yeah. I mean, it is only a movie.
I know. And he seems like he's smart enough to have realized that.
That he had some other kind of plan.
That when he snapped his fingers, it didn't just do that. It also did other things.
Yeah. It's like a whole machination.
Right. That's how I choose to believe, because otherwise I'm like, are you an idiot? And we don't want that.
It's better that way, right? Like the way you choose.
Right.
But yeah. By the way, a very close second, I put down Guy Gardner. Because when I changed it from Sodom Yacht, I was like, I was between Sinestro and Guy. Guy has so many good moments, down to the point where when John's like, Guy, you have to stop. You're dying. He's like, doesn't matter. He's like, we got to do this. Like,
yeah.
This was much better than his other moments.
I plead the fifth.
You liked it when Superboy Prime went, is that Guy Gardner screaming?
You know, that was a pretty good point, too, when Guy had the parasite. Yeah. And Natu is like, well, there's one Green Lantern that has a bone to pick with that guy, and it's like an amoeba.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
And the little amoeba had the Green Lantern thing like inside of it.
Yep.
So, does that mean the amoeba is the smallest Green Lantern?
And yeah, it wouldn't be. It would be that guy.
It would.
Yeah, they say his name in the secret files. I don't remember what it is.
Anyway.
But anyway. Yeah, like Parbat Yan or something like that.
I think it was Leslie. Leslie, what? Leslie Pon.
It is Pon. The last part is Pon. Anyway.
Anyway, I pulled up that first one.
Leslie. Sounded.
All of the lights are green. Or all of the windows.
Maybe it's a perspective issue. Enough away, there's light. It's just light pollution. Mm. You're not actually seeing it.
Look, those aren't. Look, Will.
Yeah, Will.
Look, those windows aren't green. It is a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
I think, like, the only line of windows, it's not. It is the majority.
That's fine. It's just a comic book.
Right. Right. That was a callback.
Yeah, it was.
So anyway, did you have a least favorite scene?
A least favorite scene? Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
And not for the reason you're thinking.
I don't know what to think yet. I don't know what scene it is.
I feel really sorry for Hank Henshaw.
Is your least favorite scene when it shows he's not dead?
And when he shows he's not dead and he starts crying.
That's my least favorite scene.
But it's not because it was bad or
because he's alive.
Because he's alive.
The Manhunters bring him back. We had to pseudo high five there.
We did.
That is my least favorite scene because I was like, this guy.
Yeah, just his story is just so sad. That's why it's my least
especially
favorite.
Especially when he died. Finally, he thanked them. He did. He was like, thank you.
Leslie.
Oh, I guess it is. It's Liesl. L-E-E-Z-L-E. L-E-E-Z-L-E. Liesl. Leslie.
I'm like, it's Leslie.
It's Liesl Pon. Leslie.
Leslie.
Okay, Ralph. anyway, what about you? Did you have a least favorite scene? Was it also really? Hank Henshaw's inability to die?
That was sad. I really didn't have, like, I mean, I didn't like the art
there were
change
no bad
in
scenes. Oh.
Ion, that one issue of Ion.
Yeah.
And some of that art was kind of meh. I wasn't a huge fan.
But like the story was still pretty solid.
Yeah.
Because you got Nero coming back and, you know, they fight again and Ion kind of gets his own upcomings or whatever.
I like when he's like, yeah, it seems kind of interesting that Nero was able to get in like that and come at you. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like Kyle was like, yeah, good. Kind of set him up.
Yeah, like the story was fine.
Yeah.
It was just the art change that.
I agree. That art. There were a couple of pages that actually looked okay. Like there were some times where I was like, oh, I kind of like the look of that.
Yeah.
But there were many times where I was like, I am glad that this is not the all the time art.
Right. Like struggle. The character design of Sodom Yacht itself wasn't a fan.
No, I agree. He doesn't look nearly as cool.
No, I think they try to go too much Superman because technically he is like, I think Superboy Prime called him Superman Light.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's a Daxamite.
Yeah. Lead poisoning. He's also Iron Man now. He has to keep his ring on to keep the lead from poisoning his body. So he's basically Iron Man.
Right.
Can't let the shards in his heart.
Super Iron Man?
Ion Man.
Super Ion Man.
So, did you have a least favorite character, Patrick?
Yeah, of course I did. And that was Superboy Prime.
Yep.
You too?
Yep.
And me too. You guys knew that already, though, because he's been my least favorite before.
He's like the worst.
He is the worst.
The worst.
And he's so powerful. That's the worst part of it.
That is the worst part of it.
You're like, wow.
That's the weird part of it, because it's like, why is he so much more powerful than Superman and...
Probably just the universe he comes from. It's from a different universe.
The Prime universe, I guess.
Dude.
That's what they call him Prime, right?
Well, if you remember from his origin story, which was interesting.
It was interesting.
Prime is our Earth.
Right.
But it said that his ship landed on it. He's from a different multiverse.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, so... But yeah, that's, yeah, he is just annoying, man. He makes Asriel seem tolerable sometimes.
He does.
I agree, 100%.
Like when he starts crying on the bridge, I'm like, what dude is just going to start crying?
It's like, well, he even says that. They're like, are you crying?
Right.
And he's like, guys can cry too.
I have the right to cry right now.
And
my
just
earth
like,
was blown up.
Dude, you were killing people just now.
It's like, technically, you weren't from that Earth to begin with, so...
You're just a butthead, brat. There's so many. There's another B word, but I'm not going to say.
Belligerent?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was too big for me to use. So, I couldn't. Will, stop. Will. Oh, no. Did I just do it on accident?
No.
Okay. Will's face tells me that I did. But...
Moving on.
So, yeah, he's super annoying. I'm glad you guys are on the bandwagon on that one.
Right.
And he, because he's like one of the main bad guys or something towards the end of Infinite Crisis. So, blah. Anti-Monitor's Crisis on Infinite Earths. Also, the Anti-Monitor, all shriveled up and husked out without his big scary armor there at the end, getting thrown in the black power battery.
Yeah. But then you see
it. It's the black power battery.
You saw it at the end.
No, I know that.
But it's for the black lanterns.
Isn't it's that for all the, of the colors together?
The blackest night.
No.
I mean, technically.
Technically, white is all the colors.
Depends. If you're painting or you're using light.
I was talking about light.
Right. You were. So it's the absence of emotion.
It's death. That's why at the very end they show...
I feel like we just said the same thing.
Because if you're dead, you can't have emotion?
Right.
True, I suppose.
Mean, technically, black is black because it absorbs all the spectrum of the... all light spectrums.
At the end, back when the zombie black. Hands were reaching up out because they had black rings on. There you go. That was your teaser on that last page.
I mean, what about the black hand? Is he coming back?
Well...
Is he going to get a black ring?
I would lean towards saying if you look at that last page again, you might already know the answer. So, anyway, lots to be done.
So, who was the woman that guy went and kissed?
Oh, yeah, that was kind of confusing, too. The ice woman who was dead.
Oh, ice. That's her.
Ice, baby.
They had a relationship, like a deep one.
Okay.
Is it like his girlfriend that died?
Maybe. Like a Kyle thing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Because he's like, what do you want me to say? I cried at your funeral?
Yeah, maybe. When was that?
The last core issue?
I wonder.
Yeah, when they were going back through and like wrapping everybody's stories up.
Yeah, it was right after him and there. Kyle were talking.
Before Vath and Ismont were shown?
It was
like the page right, before?
It was right before the princess lady hit her.
You know, I'm pretty sure that my pages must have stuck together because I did not read that. Like, I'm positive I didn't.
Okay.
And there are times. So that's one thing with the absolute.
Ice was literally at an ice rink helping people with their ice skates.
I'm pretty sure I didn't see
that. Okay.
But there were a couple times where I had pages kind of like the page quality on that's really good, but they're like thick pages. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to tell if two stick together sometimes.
Ooh, yep. I kind of forgot about this.
That was my bad.
When Mogul gets his yellow ring.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mongol, not Mogul. Right.
He's a Mogul. He's a Sinestra Corps Mogul.
He makes all the money.
I forgot one letter.
But, yeah. So, the, it's just they had like a serious relationship.
Okay.
That's
what I just had no idea who she was, so.
Oh, and they redo the kiss from the famous picture, huh?
Yeah.
The Times Square military.
She's in there like.
Yeah.
Kiss. Yeah, I've definitely read that. Not this time. Those pages stuck together.
Okay.
Because there was at least twice in that issue, I think I was checking pages. So, yeah, that was not in mine.
Okay.
Also, I mean, it was in it, but I didn't read it.
Right.
I liked how Vath was, how he was going through each of the lanterns that died.
Yes.
In the bar,
yeah.
He made a construct of each lantern
and
spoke their name, mm-hmm. each one. And he's like, it doesn't matter if nobody knows them. I know them. Like, right. they are remembered.
That was good.
That was such, like, an authentic soldier feel to it. Like, mm-hmm. I liked that a lot.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Well, I'll go over that in a minute. Ratings.
Five, obviously.
Five.
What would you rate well, we gave it all fives, so that's what... Yeah. The overall
is five.
Would you rate it? Would you rate it nutso to the butso?
Yeah, I would nutso to the butso it.
Don't say it like that.
Well, it's not as bad as that. I was gonna say, but Yeah, we should just move on.
Will's like, it's probably good that I'm not going to say that then. Yeah.
I'm here to help.
Well,
being not quite as bad as Will.
Is that what that is? Is that what you're here for?
Yep.
To kind of like keep it one step.
One step below Will. No, above. I don't know how you would do that.
But yeah, that's cool. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. This is one of the reasons I wanted us to read the run is because of these things.
Yeah, it's really good.
The events that happen are usually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I will say the final event, in my opinion, is just it's the final event. It's a little disappointing compared to some of like this in Blackest Night.
Sure.
The finale just it like how do you so we just saw the birth of Kors and Sinestro doing this stuff, and we know from the teaser at the end there's like zombie lanterns in the next one.
Right.
And like what are you gonna like what where are you going? You already fought some of the biggest bads. Like this had some of the toughest enemies of all the DC universe.
Right.
But, well now they have to fight with emotions.
Oh, those are the worst.
Oh, sometimes they are.
That's true.
Amen.
Will nodded. It just isn't an audible sound.
Right.
He doesn't rattle around. He's got lots up there. So
I mean,
he's just not old enough to creak when he does it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So that'll work.
Okay. Let's do it.
So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to read some other stuff.
Cool.
This is where our break hits. Not
our Sinestro break. Or a Green Lantern break, not our break.
Yeah, yeah, to clarify.
Right.
Breathe. Lorena, it's okay.
It's okay,
we're not going anywhere. So, in the next couple weeks, we're going to read some Thor and Hulk. Check the description below to know which one that is. we haven't discussed it to finalize it yet. I've been looking into it, but anyway. And then for our 3rd of July release, we'll do Capitan America, the French Captain America. But we'll do a Captain America. I'm thinking the Winter Soldier story, just because it's awesome, because Ed Brubaker is awesome.
Sure.
So maybe we'll do that. Or we could maybe go more patriotic old school. We'll talk about it. We got a couple weeks. And then we're going to have our 1 year anniversary celebration.
Yay. We should probably actually put dates down.
That will be, I believe that releases July the 10th.
Okay.
Because July 12th is our true 1 year.
So the call-in will be before that.
Yeah, we will record those prior.
Right.
July 10th would be
the call-in.
Yes, the release date. And then July 17th will be our second part to that, where we'll talk about some stats. We'll share some stats.
Stats.
We'll share maybe a new list or so. And then to finish out July, what we're going to do is we're going to hold to Will's original idea and do independent comics. And we're going to pick the last 2 weeks of July. We'll pick a couple of, I think it's two after that. I might be wrong. It might just be one. Might be
either
one.
Either way.
But we'll do one or two independent comics, finish that out. And then we'll probably jump back into Green Lantern. There will be 6 weeks lead up to the Blackest Night, putting us mid-September. And then we will probably discuss how we want to continue, because we did talk about holding to our idea for Halloween. Now, Blackest Night is zombies and stuff, so
I mean, it could
be for Halloween. Logan, send us an email and let us know if you think that's a good idea. But Blackest Night will take more. It's got way more tie-ins and different things. And if we want to read all the interesting stuff, it's going to take more than 3 issues.
Okay.
So yeah, there you go. You have the next few months in front of you, so you know where we're at. again, reach out. Christoph said he's down to call. I've reached out to a few of you listeners via text message to see if you were interested. But if you are interested, send us an email. Tell us or text us if you know us personally, because some of you do.
Right. Send us an email at longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Yeah. Which can also be accessed from the website, right?
From the website. There's a link.
Guyswithissues.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or hit us up on our Discord, which there's a link on the website. There's a
link on the website.
And we are active on the Discord with each other on private channels, so we will see if you post anything.
We will. It's very true. Yeah.
Will's just enjoying the ride right now. He's just chilling.
Yep.
And check out our Facebook, because it's been getting some stuff. This coming week, it'll have two more things. The side-by-side and a picture of these delicious wieners.
Yep.
The sandwiches. Not our faces. Because we can be a bunch of wieners sometimes.
Some more than others.
Anyway. Let's change the subject.
Is it the word wiener?
Let's move it on. Yeah, it's the word wiener.
Anyway. It says it on the package.
No, okay. You're not wrong.
Anyway.
But just because you're not wrong doesn't make it right.
More comfortable. I'm going to have to put the disclaimer at the beginning of this issue.
No, I think you're good.
You don't think I need to say PG-13? Maybe.
Warning. We say the word there's wieners.
I feel like this is...
That's something kids like. Although...
No, I feel like this is something more of like a kid's movie where there's innuendos that the kids aren't going to actually pick up on.
Okay. Oh, you mean like the Grinch? Like the live action one with Jim Carrey?
That one is filthy.
Oh, yeah.
It has a lot of stuff in that movie.
So there you go.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
We'll say that it's fun for all ages. Right?
FFAA. Yeah, there you go.
I'm good with that. But
so, okay. Do you guys have anything else? Did I forget anything? Did I? Like legitimately?
Maybe PG.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Parental guidance.
Not G. PG.
No. Yeah. No. If you're listening to this podcast and your parents are unaware and you're young enough to like that would blow my mind first.
Right.
If you're like sub 7 years old, ask your parents to write us an email.
Yes, please.
Because we want to hear from you.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway.
I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are guys who ate the weenie twinker.
Wow. You're just messing that up royally.
Twinkie wiener sandwich.
That's it. We are guys with issues.
Wow.
You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists, follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
You gonna cut the hot dog in half?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
You get full dog.
Full dog.
You're taking a full wiener.
Full dogging it.
Oh, he says
wiener on the package.
It does say wiener on the package. We're full wiener in it. That's gonna be an incredible thing. I just know it.